on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF of the day brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
You best buds in the biz.
What's up, Katie? I think she's back from Florida now because she was listening and commented on one of our dumb topics. I know. She's in a way, it's a little better right now. I don't know.
I guess you got a very successful business to run. But
that's it, yeah. Seriously, you need to take your grow to the next level and everything in between. Go see him, Smith Indoor Garden. Katie and her crew are going to get you taken care of right there downtown Hartford. Mm-hmm. Well, I thought we hit the pinnacle of crazy with the story about a guy chopping his friend's leg off with a buzzsaw.
Oh, yeah.
This one's right up there with you. A 42-year-old man in Boston named Hector Avedito.
Hector from Fast and the Furious?
No, not that Hector. Hector. He's busy doing other things, racing cars. He stabbed another man because he wouldn't flush the toilet. This happened at the Back Bay Transit Station on Sunday. The two men were in adjacent stalls when the victim was about to leave. Hector hollered that he needed to flush the toilet. Hey!
Flush! It stinks over here.
But the other guy apparently refused and told him to, quote, mind his own business. Hey, mind your business over there. Look, I don't need to flush. Hey. So they argued a bit through the stalls. Then it got physical, which ended in Hector stabbing the other guy in the hand.
Damn, dude.
Hector ran off, but he was later caught and arrested. He still had the knife on him. The victim was treated for the stab wound, but sounds like he'll be fine. You know what?
Imagine the report, like the cop asking Hector, like, well, what'd you do? Why'd you do it? He didn't flush his floaters, man.
Yeah. I'm going to say something here that might be controversial. I think Hector's fine. All right. I think it's fine. He stabbed the guy. Okay. What kind of animal is just leaving stuff in public?
You're leaving gifts for other people.
That
man.
You've never
left a gift for anybody?
That is what is. It's people like that that are slowly tearing away the fabric of society. It's the same people that just leave their shopping carts wherever in the parking lot. It takes 2 seconds to turn around and take care of your business. All right? But for some reason.
I don't want my DNA floating around in a toilet for somebody else to do what they want with. You know?
What kind of person just does that? Okay? I know it's not against the law, but that doesn't mean that you should just leave it. I mean, what are you doing?
Maybe he was so impressed by what, you know.
Then you know what? You explain that
I guess somebody else has got to see this.
You explain that to Hector or whoever's next to you in the stall next to you, or you take a picture, and then you do what? What are we, wild animals? Just like, I'm just going to leave it. Just leave it where it lies. It's fine. Because here, this is what tells me. If you're okay.
Imagine being in the stall next to somebody and all of a sudden a flash goes off.
Look, man, you got to see this. Check this out.
You
hold it over the side of the stall like, look at this, man. Check this out.
What's your handle, man? I'll send it to you.
Here's what bothers me is that if this guy is capable of doing this in public, he's done it before. I guarantee it. And God only knows what else he does. All right? No. I'm glad he got stabbed. And I hope this story gets around and more people who are out there just not flushing think about it. Maybe
it was, there was a dirty handle.
Yeah.
Maybe he didn't want it.
No, you use your foot. All right? We all know how to do it. Okay? This is the same type of people that leave shopping carts out and don't hold the door. It's little things in society that are breaking down.
What if it was a ghost one? You know the ghost occurrences where nothing's there.
I hope you get stabbed. All right, that's what I hope happens.
Just saying, there's a scenario.
There is no scenario
that involve a non-flush.
Flush your toilets, for God's sakes.
False alarm.
You know what? I'm gonna come over right now. I'm stabbing you. That's what I'm doing. All right. That is your 8 a.m. WTF of the day, brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden. We'll be back.